Welcome to Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The left fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Epperly. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Al Epperly. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Heinie Mueller. Batting second. The center fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting third. The third baseman, Buck Jordan. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Weintraub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting sixth. The catcher, Spud Davis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tuck Steinbeck. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Sherin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Claude Passo. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck takes first base on ball four. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Weintraub, and towards Mueller, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Heck moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mueller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Passo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan takes first base on ball four. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbeck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery takes first base on ball four. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Demery moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich takes first base on ball four. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Arnovich for the double play. Two outs. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Epperle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epperle strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Steinbach. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Hack moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hack scores. Cavaretta moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mueller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heini Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jordan takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 0 for 1 in the game. Weintraub hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mueller fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Arnovich. Collins reaches second base with a double. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Al Epperle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epperle is 0 for 1 in the game. Epperle hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Epperle reaches second base with a double. Collins scores. Gerges goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mueller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jordan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mueller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jordan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherin hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0-for-1 in the game. Passo takes first base on ball 4. Heini Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mueller strikes out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Martin reaches second base with a double. Passo moves to third. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Jordan hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Demery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herman moves to third. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Demery. The throw from Passo and he throws it away. Demery is safe on the error. Herman scores. Demery moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gerges strikes out. Two outs. Al Epperly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epperly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Epperly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 0-for-2 in the game. Weintraub hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mori Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hartnett for a passed ball. Weintraub moves to second. Mori Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Arnovich hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Root now pitching. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Steinbach hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherin hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Passo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack strikes out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cavaretta strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Heini Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Reynolds throws it away. That's an error on Reynolds. Mueller goes all the way around to score. Martin moves to second. It's 4-3 Cubs. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Jordan hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weintraub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Mori Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Arnovich hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann misplays the ball. That's an error on Hermann. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 3 in the game. Sherin bunts towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. Steinbach moves to second. One out. Chuck Klein pinch hits for Claude Passo. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heini Müller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Müller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Müller takes first base on ball 4. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne LeMaster now pitching. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gerges hits a pop-up towards first. Weintraub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Jordan hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Weintraub strikes out. Two outs. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Arnovich hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Philadelphia Phillies, 3. Goodbye from Baker Bowl in Philadelphia.